Hi, and welcome to Amazing Grace Christian Fellowship. My name is Fee Sullivan, Senior Pastor, and I truly want to thank you for joining us today as we study the Word of God. It is our desire that your life be touched today, and we pray that the Lord will speak to you with this message. And at the conclusion of this message, we have some important information for you. Please join me now as we begin our message.
Amen. That you don't take this day lightly. This is a high calling. How many believe it's a high calling? It's a high calling. Many are chosen, but many are called, but few are what? Chosen. And when God calls you out of darkness into his marvelous light, you have to take heed now to the call. Can I get amen?
Amen.
A very familiar friend that's here, Apostle Fernando over there, he's been called around the world. He's been to Pakistan, India. He's been all over the world. Remember Evangelist Felipe Reyes? Same way. They're called, chosen by God. Amen? And so when you're called by God, there's a responsibility. And so what we're going to do first and foremost, we're going to cover the history of past men in the Word of God that have been ordained by God. And we're going to be there shortly. We're not going to be there long. And then after that, we're going to have a proclamation and an exhortation given to the three brothers, the recipients of God's grace. And then we will hear from each and every one of them their confession of faith to the call. It has nothing to do with salvation. You know how we confess to the Lord Jesus Christ and we are saved, amen? Well, this is a confession to the call in their life, amen? And so they need to confess this to God and to men and women that are here. Praise God, praise God. And then there's going to be a charge from the Word of God. And that's when I'm going to have them stand up, and the Word of God is going to exhort them. This is where the Word of God will hold them accountable. Can I get amen?
Amen.
We all need accountability. Can I get amen?
Amen?
Well, as a high call in Christ Jesus, there's accountability that's taken place in their lives, throughout the rest of their lives, until Jesus comes. Praise God, praise God. We're also going to invite the wives and the women of their life to come up, and we're going to pray for them, because they are also married to the ministry. Can I get amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
And then we're going to hear whatever they want to testify. You'll hear it from their mouth, what this calling in their life means to them. Amen? And then we're going to seal the ordination by laying hands and praying for them. And then we're going to give them a beautiful gift from Amazing Grace. Amen? And so, let's see. I need our clicker. Thank you, my love. Thank you, Jesus. We serve a mighty God, don't we? Praise God. Praise God. So let's get to the screen here now. Here we go. So today is the ordination service that we spoke about. And if you have your Bibles, turn with me to Numbers 27. And praise God, if you don't have your Bibles with you, we got the Word of God on the screen. Can I get amen? What we're going to cover first in this ordination service is go back in time. We need to go back in the very beginning when we see the first ordination taking place. And that was Moses laying hands on Joshua. Can I get amen? Praise God. Praise God for that order that God has instituted. This is God's plan. I hope you know this. It's not man's. This is God. Amen. So let's go to Numbers. And it reads, "The Lord replied, 'Go and get Joshua, son of Nun, who has the Spirit in him.'" Praise God. And I can honestly say that the Spirit of God is in these three men. Can I get amen?
Amen.
Praise God. "And take him, Eleazar, the priest, and all the people to watch, and charge him with the responsibility of leading the people." So this is a responsibility, amen? Verse 20, "Publicly give him your authority so that all the people of Israel will obey him. and he shall be one to consult with Eleazar, the priest, in order to get directions from the Lord. The Lord will speak to Eleazar through the use of Urim, and Eleazar will pass on these instructions to Joshua and the people. In this way, the Lord will continue to give them guidance. Praise God. So you can see this is where it all started, back in the times of Moses. Amen. Verse 22. So Moses did as Jehovah commanded and took Joshua to Eleazar the priest. As the people watched, Moses laid his hands upon him and dedicated him to his responsibilities as the Lord had commanded. Praise God. So we see that in the Old Testament. We're going to see a couple of instances in the New Testament. But I love what the prophet Jeremiah spoke of. He says, I will give you pastors according to my heart, which shall feed you with knowledge and understanding. And so two pastors will be ordained and a deacon. And it's going to be their responsibility to continue to feed God's people. Can I get amen? Because let me just say this to you three and to all of us in here, that God has a mighty plan for each and every one of us. Can I get amen? And that plan is good. I hope you know that. Because the same prophet prophesied this. Look at this. For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, says the Lord. Thoughts of peace and not of what? Evil. Praise God. To give you a future and a hope. Then you will call upon me and go and pray to me. And I will listen to you. And you will seek me and find me. And when you search me with all your heart. Praise God. So the prophet made a proclamation to the people of God. And you and I that are sitting in this room right now, we are recipients of God's grace. Can I get amen? Amen. Hallelujah. His thoughts and his plans are good for each and every one of you. Can I get amen? Amen. Listen, we're not mistakes. Can I get amen? Amen. There's purpose in our life. There's providence in our life. There's a call in our life. Hallelujah. And these three men have answered the call this day. Praise God. Praise God. Now, Jesus also ordained his men, the apostles. Can I get amen? Look at this. Right up here in Mark 3. And when he went up to the mountain, Jesus went up to the mountain and called to him those he himself wanted. Andre. Art. Angel, Jesus wants you. Jesus wants you. Can I get an amen? Hallelujah. Because he's called you. And they came to him. Praise God. Aren't you so blessed? They came to him. Then he ordained 12. Look at that. 12 of them. That they might be with him and that he might send them out to preach. It's going to be your duty to preach, to teach, to exhort. Hallelujah. And sometimes you'll need to even rebuke. Can I get amen? Come on. Praise God. Praise God. And look at this. That he might send them out to preach and to have power to heal sickness and to cast out demons. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's the kind of power I want. Can I get amen? That's right. I want Holy Ghost power. Hallelujah. To speak a prophetic word and watch it come to pass. To lay hands on the sick and watch them recover. Can I get an amen? To cast out demons. Hallelujah. I believe a lot of sicknesses and a lot of issues in this society that we live in is fully demonic. And we need, hallelujah, the people to rise up in faith. Hallelujah. And to speak those things out of their life. Can I get an amen? The Bible says that when the light comes, the darkness has to flee. Jesus. And I'm praying that these men, hallelujah, will be filled with the Holy Ghost and power, hallelujah. When they worship, when they praise, when they speak, hallelujah. They'll lay hands on the sick and watch them recover, hallelujah. They will lay hands on those and watch them speak in tongues as the Spirit of God gives them utterance, hallelujah. The problem with the church today is that it's not Spirit-filled. We got to have Holy Ghost power. Ikarabozo. Hallelujah. We need the power of God. Hallelujah. Jesus. Hallelujah. I want to see the dead being raised. Can I get amen? I need to see the blind to see. I need to see the deaf and the mute to speak and to hear again. I need to see the cripple rise up again and walk. Oh, come on. Yeah, there's some that say, oh, that was back 2,000 years ago. No, it's today. Jesus said, he is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Can I get amen? Bible said God changes not. Changes not. Hallelujah. God is set in his ways. It's man that changes. Hallelujah. Bible says, let God arise and his enemies be scattered. Jesus. Hallelujah. So Jesus called 12, ordained them. Hallelujah. And look in Acts. Look what the apostles did here. In Acts 6, 3 through 6. Therefore, brethren, seek out from among you seven men of good reputation. We got four. We're looking for three more. Hallelujah. Can I get amen? Jesus. Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Look at this. Full of the Holy Spirit and wisdom, whom we may appoint over this business. But we will give ourselves continually to prayer and to the ministering of the word. And look at this in verse 5. And the same pleased the whole multitude. And they chose Stephen, a man full of faith and the Holy Spirit, and Philip, and Prochorus, and Nicanor, and Timon, and Parmenas, and Nicholas, a proselyte from Antioch, whom they set before the apostles when they had prayed, and they laid hands on them. Can I get amen? Amen. Listen to me, the laying of hands, there's a transfer, there's an impartation. Hallelujah. Can I get amen? And it comes from heaven. Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. And so, right up here, our three recipients have met the following criteria as elders here at Amazing Grace Christian Fellowship. And we're going to cover these right now. Amen. Number one, they have experience in various types of ministerial responsibility. I seen Brother Angel not just play drums here, but serves in so many capacities. I'd be having a long list just to share the things that I have seen him do in the past 8 years that I've known him. Brother Art, wonderful teacher of God. Yes. And not only is he a teacher, but he's a man of God, and his family, hallelujah, is being raised up in the fear and admonition of the Lord. My brother Andre, God is using you mightily. Yes. There are so many churches that would love to have you come and worship for them. Yes. And we're seeing this happen right now. And he's going to open up more doors. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And so we are mighty blessed. Hallelujah. That you're answering this call. Praise God. Number two, the definite call to the ministry as a life work. This is a life work. Can I get an amen? It doesn't stop here. Amen. And let me just say this. Your ministry is just as important in your home as well as in the church. Can I get an amen? Because I always said it like this. At home, if it's tore up at home, it'll be tore up here in the church. Can I get amen? If it's out of order in the home, it's going to be out of order in the church. Hallelujah. Love your wife. Love your children. Love your family. Can I get amen? Number three, the entire consecration of body, soul, and spirit. This is where you consecrate yourself to God now and say, God, this is a no-joke moment now. All things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. And so this high calling, God is looking for you to consecrate that body, to put that, sometimes you have to crucify it. Can I get amen? Amen. Our flesh wants to have a Burger King life, having it your way. But there are some things you got to say, no, flesh. Hallelujah. And have your soul and your spirit hallelujah, empowered by God, and be right with God. Can I get amen? And then spiritual stability. Hallelujah. Yes. You can't be in the clubs on Friday and then come and play hallelujah on Saturday. I've seen this before. They're playing in the clubs. They're at the table of demons. And then they come to the holy place of God on Sunday. Come on. That's gone now. Can I get amen? That's gone. Oh, yeah, people don't want to talk about this no more. We speak truth up here. If it's too hard, there's some easy places to go to. Hallelujah. Social maturity. When you're in the world, the Bible says we are to be in the world, but not of the world. Can I get amen? So God wants to use us in the world. Can I get amen? Your friend, your acquaintance, those on the job, they need to see that there's a difference in your life. Can I get amen? You got to make them thirst for righteousness. And the only way they're going to know that, they need to see Christ, the living God, living in you. Can I get amen? When you go to the water cooler, you know, they're going bleepity, 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 bleep. Christ will come out. You got to put them in their tracks. Ask them a question. Are you praising my God or cursing my God? Oh, come on. Spiritual stability. You got to be strong in the power of his might. Hallelujah. You need to be a witness. Can I get amen? And then number six, you have to have a clear understanding of the word of God. Be in Bible study. Ask yourself, how much time do I give to the word? Well, it got quiet in here. I can hear a pin drop now. That's the problem. We got spiritual midgets everywhere. If you don't know how to lead someone to salvation, this is not for you. Learn the word of God. Hallelujah. Learn what Jesus did for you and what he wants to do with others. Can I get amen? Clear understanding of the word of God. That Jesus came to save. And to raise. You know what? He raised us from the dead. We were spiritually gone. Can I get amen? Praise God. Number seven. The aptness as a teacher of truth. You need to preach truth. Can I get amen? If there's someone living in sin, you come graciously and tell them, hey, listen, my brother, my sister, I love you. But because I love you, I'm going to tell you the truth. Stay out of bedrooms. Stay out of the bars. Stay out of the clubs. Stay out of those who smoke and chew that want to hang out with you. Can I get amen? You got to draw the line now. You got to draw the line and say, That was my BC years. Now I'm walking with the power of God. Can I get amen? Number eight, ability to lead souls from sin into holiness. That's what the people need today. They need to hear truth. They need to know that Jesus loves them. They need to know that they need to repent and turn to God and get saved. You know, people think you could just come up and just say a prayer and then go home and still live like the devil. Can I get amen?
Amen.
Come on, there needs to be true repentance. Without repentance, you will receive nothing from God. See, this is what you have to share and teach. You got to let people know they need to be grievous over their sin. God has to show them their sin. And once they're grieving over their sin, now they'll come to a place of repentance. Now they'll cry out to God for mercy. Oh, but we'd like to just say a little simple prayer. Hey. And that's it. No change at all. Praise God. Praise God. Number nine, fruit religion, souls want to Christ. Ask yourself this. I'm going to ask everyone in here. When's the last time you led someone to Christ? When's the last time you led someone to the waters of baptism? When's the last time you saw them get filled with the Holy Ghost? God is calling for soul winners in the days that we live in. I'd rather go to a little church that's filled with the Holy Ghost than to go to one that's 4,000 deep and everyone's hiding from someplace, from something. I don't want to be seen. I want to be in a place that's filled with the power of God. Hallelujah. Why? To strengthen us, to empower us. And this is what I want you three to glean off, that it's all about souls. Hallelujah. It's either heaven or hell, because there's a real hell, and people drop in it every day. Every day, someone's dropping in there without Jesus. Help us, God. Help us, Lord. Number 10, a cooperative attitude and confidence in the organization and function of the church. This is what I love about you three. None of you guys cause problems. You know, I'll tell you what burdens the pastor a lot. When they come up with all these isms and schisms and all these issues and wah, 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 and wah, wah, wah. Oh, okay, that doesn't happen in your church, right? It only happens here. But these brothers, all I've seen is the joy of the Lord upon them. They worship, they praise, they glorify God, they don't complain, they say yes and amen, because they have that cooperative spirit. They've come along Christ. And they're looking out for your best benefit. Can I get amen? Number 11, a life of consistent, exemplary Christian conduct. This is what God's calling you now, to a deeper walk with Him, to a place of holiness. Amen? The Bible says, without holiness, no man shall see the Lord. Holy conduct. It's a serious matter. Hallelujah. And you have friends and family here, witnesses to these things. Can I get amen? And number 12, an exemplary family. And I know your families. They're blessed. They're blessed. Your families are blessed. Can I get amen? Praise God. So at this time, I'm going to ask the three brothers to come up to the front here and to face me. Brother Andre, Brother Art, Brother Angel. Angel right here. Art in the middle. Before I have them face you, I need them to face the Word of God. Because it is God now in the Scripture that's going to exhort them, that's going to charge them. What does charge mean? That means as they hear it, they will apply it to the best of their ability. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
And so there were many that were charged in the Word of God. And Paul, one of the greatest apostles in the New Testament, wrote many epistles. And many of the epistles went to certain men that he charged, meaning you have now a big responsibility now to honor the king and to honor the men and women of your life. Can I get amen?
Amen.
And so we look into the law of liberty, we look into the Word of God, and we look in the book of Titus, chapter 1. And this exhortation is to you personally. This is for you to receive. Can I get amen? Here we go. This is your exhortation and proclamation. And the Word of God reads, I left you there on the island of Crete so that you could do whatever was needed to help and strengthen each of its churches. And I asked you to appoint pastors in every city who would follow the instructions I gave you. Verse 6, The men you choose must be well thought of their life with good lives. Can I get amen? These men right here have good lives. They must have only one wife, and their children must love the Lord and not have a reputation for being wild or disobedient to their parents. Can I get amen? Amen. Look at this, verse 7. These pastors must be men of blameless lives because they are God's ministers. They must not be proud or impatient. They must not be drunkards or fighters or greedy for money. Can I get amen? They must enjoy having guests in their homes and must love all that is good. They must be sensible men and fair. They must be clean-minded and level-headed. And trust me, as I went to prayer for the past 6-7 months regarding these men, God was showing me who they are. And they're here because of a good report. Can I get amen? Amen. Hallelujah. Number 9. Their belief in the truth that they have been taught must be strong and steadfast so that they will be able to teach it to others and show those who disagree with them where they are wrong. You know what that means? When someone is walking in error, you got to bring truth to them. And you got to know your word and show them in the word that you're in error, my brother. You're in error. And they're not arguing with you. They're arguing with the word. Can I get amen? Because it's the word of God that will reprove us. Praise God. Now, another wonderful brother that Paul wrote to was Timothy. So let's look into Timothy regarding our brothers that are standing right here. Amen? Let's go there. In 1 Timothy 3, look at this. It is a true saying that if a man wants to be a pastor, he has a good ambition as well as a deacon. For a pastor must be a good man, whose life cannot be spoken against. He must have only one wife, and he must be hardworking and thoughtful, orderly, and full of good deeds. He must enjoy having guests in his home and must be a good Bible teacher. Learn the word, learn the word, learn the word. Can I get amen? He must not be a drinker or quarrelsome, but he must be gentle and kind and not to be one who loves money. He must have a well-behaved family with children who obey quickly and quietly. For if a man can't make his own little family behave, how can he help the whole church? That's what the Bible says. I'm reading you the scriptures. Can I get amen? And this is what God expects from each and every one of you. Praise God. Look at this in verse 6. The pastor must not be a new Christian, because he might be proud of being chosen so soon. And pride comes before a fall. That's why the Bible says don't lay hands on someone quickly. You got to watch. Make sure they grow. Make sure they're faithful to the ministry. Can I get amen? And after a while, you'll know. God will speak to you that these are faithful people. So God warns us in that area. Verse 7, also he must be well spoken of by people outside the church, those who aren't Christians, so that Satan can't trap him with any accusations and leave him without freedom to lead his flock. Even the world needs to see Christ in you, the hope of glory. Can I get amen? You'll have people outside of the Christian world. A lot of them will watch what they say when they come around you, right? And if they do slip out, oh, excuse my French. You know, I never knew that. I never knew that only French curse. Hallelujah. Look at verse 8. The deacons must be the same. Look at this. The deacons must be the same sort of good, steady men as the pastors. They must not be heavy drinkers. Must not be greedy for money. They must be earnest, wholehearted, followers of Christ, who is the hidden source of their life. Can I get amen? Verse 10, before they are asked to be deacons, they should be given other jobs in the church as a test of their character and ability. And if they do well, then they may be chosen as deacons. I have no problems with our brother, Brother Angel. We're going to share in just a few moments how he has co-labored with us these past 8 years that he's been with us. Verse 11, their wives. Wives. They must be thoughtful, not heavy drinkers, not gossipers. Okay, there ain't no gossipers in here, right? Okay, no, good. But faithful in everything they do, praise God. Praise God. Deacons should have only one wife, and they should have happy, obedient families. Those who do well as deacons will be well rewarded, both by respect from others and also by developing their own confidence and bold trust in the Lord. So, my friends, one day you will come to the end of your ministry. One day. And hopefully our Lord tarries his coming. It will be many years from now that you will be walking in this capacity now, unless Jesus comes tonight or tomorrow. How many want Jesus to come right away? Amen. Come on. He's coming. But you are to hold on. Hallelujah. Be assured of this. Every one of us that have been called to the ministry will always give an account to God. Will always give an account to God. But the Bible says, fight the good fight of faith. Finish the race with honor. Can I get an amen? Amen. Keep the faith that what you do and how you entreat and how you teach others will glorify God for you. Can I get an amen? Because God's going to do something special and mighty. And this is what you want to hear from the Lord. Right up here on the screen. Here you go, right here. Well done, thou good and faithful servant. Enter into the joy of the Lord. What could be better than that? Can I get an amen? Praise God. Praise God. There's no turning back now. Right? There's no turning back. Can I get an amen? And so, I want to go to this right here. My brothers, stand in the nobility of your position. Can I get amen? Amen. Proclaim with responsibility in your preaching. Serve with dependability in your persistence. And remember the accountability in your promise and pledge to God. Do these things and you'll be God's faithful servant until he comes. Can I get amen? Amen. So now I'm going to ask you guys to turn to the congregation, and I'm going to ask the women of their lives to come up. Praise God. Come on, let's give God a shout of praise. Amen. Brother, hand me that mic right behind you. The microphone. Hallelujah. I'm going to turn off mine. We serve a mighty God, don't we? And he's worthy, 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 worthy to be praised. And so now, before we get to the men, we're going to pray for Sister Larissa Monari. For those of you, this is his wife. He does have a wife. Hallelujah. Amen. And I had the privilege to marry them. Praise God. Amen. Come on, there's no skeletons in our closet. Can I get amen? Praise God. And so let's pray for Larissa first. Father, we thank you for this woman of God. Lord, I pray, Lord, that as she comes alongside her husband, oh God, as they were married, they have become one flesh. Well, the ministry will be one ministry in the name of Jesus. Lord, I pray, Lord, that she would be a continual helpmate. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord, for Brother Andre, oh God. And Lord, even when the ministry gets tough, Lord, that they will continue to press toward the prize and the call in Christ Jesus. Lord, bless her mightily, oh God. In Jesus' name, amen, amen. Praise God, hallelujah. Irene, Arianna, we pray for this precious daughter. This is his daughter, hallelujah. Firstborn, amen. And she's standing in the gap, hallelujah. Father, we thank you, Lord, for this precious soul. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for this precious daughter. Lord, as she comes alongside her father, I pray, oh God, Lord, that she would be a help to him. Lord, that she would help him study the word and they would grow together in the grace and knowledge of the word of God. Lord, that they would come together as one in ministry in the name of Jesus. Lord, that they would win many souls to you, oh God. They would teach the word, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Bless her mightily, God, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen, amen. The speaker of the house. Sister Tammy, hallelujah. You stay right there. There's a lot I like to say about you, but we don't have enough time. Hallelujah. You've been such a faithful servant here. Hallelujah. You have lifted up my hands, and I know you have lifted up your husband's hands. And so I pray that the ministry that God has given you both now, you will soar like eagles. Hallelujah. And that God will continue to give you visions and dreams and prophetic visions and that you will speak prophetically. Hallelujah. And that it will all come to pass according to the word of God, according to the power of God. Father, in the name of Jesus, we bless this woman of God. Lord, that she will come alongside her husband Angel, oh God, in the name of Jesus. So God, bless her. Bless her, Lord. Lord, continue to provide for her. Yes, God. And heal her from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet. Hallelujah. Sickness and disease has no place in this temple. In the name of Jesus. Oh, yes, God. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Give God a shout of praise. We come now to the confession of their call. Amen. And so, brother. Thank you, Jesus. Put it close to you. Put it close. You're going to repeat this. Repeat this with me, okay? Heavenly Father, in Jesus' name.
Heavenly Father, in Jesus' name.
I.
André Monari,
accept
this promotion
from the Lord Jesus Christ
as worship pastor
of Amazing Grace Christian Fellowship.
God
bestow upon me
a spirit of excellence
to serve
in the kingdom of God
and to serve
the people of God.
Lord Jesus,
I desire
your grace,
your wisdom,
your knowledge
of God's words
and your power
from the Holy Spirit
to fulfill
this high calling
in my life.
Help me
to be faithful
and trustworthy
to you, Jesus,
and to God's people
all the days of my life.
Lord Jesus,
help me
to finish my race.
I desire
for my life
to give you
all the glory
and all the prayers
for you are worthy
of it all.
all their all.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. Share with us in your heart, whatever is on your heart right now.
Okay, thank you, God, for this moment. My life changed a lot since 2017. And be so happy to be here. And I believe it's the emergency time to speak Jesus for all the world, all the nations. And I'm here for do that with my guitar and my voice and my whole family. Amen.
By the way, God has opened up a wonderful ministry Wednesday nights in Point Loma at the Point Loma Ocean Beach. They have a Brazilian ministry called BR, and I believe they're averaging 50, 60 people coming out. Hallelujah. And listen, if you don't understand Portuguese, just ask the Holy Spirit to give you an interpretation of tongues. Hallelujah. But we all know it's all about Jesus. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Pastor Art. Wow. Hallelujah. I want you to repeat this with me.
Okay.
Heavenly Father, in Jesus' name.
Heavenly Father, in Jesus' name.
I.
Arthur.
Arthur.
Ray. Sesma.
Accept.
This promotion.
From the Lord Jesus Christ.
From the Lord Jesus Christ.
As associate pastor. Of Amazing Grace.
Christian Fellowship.
God.
Bestow upon me.
A spirit of excellence. To serve.
In the kingdom of God.
To serve.
The people of God.
Lord Jesus. I desire your grace. Your wisdom. Your knowledge. Of God's word.
And your power.
Of the Holy Spirit.
To fulfill this high calling.
For my life.
Help me.
To be faithful.
And trustworthy.
To you, Jesus.
To God's people.
And to God's people.
All the days of my life.
Lord Jesus,
help me.
To finish my race.
I desire
for my life.
To give you.
All the glory.
And all the praise.
For you are worthy of it all.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Wow. This is such an honor, and especially to have my family and friends and all the people that I love here at the church just to witness this event. I am so thankful for what God has done in my life and done in my family's life, all the blessings he's bestowed upon us throughout all the ages, through generational curses, all the way down to the present. But I am so grateful for all the mix, for all my children, grandchildren, friends, family. It is just so awesome to be here and to be a part of this body, because the Holy Spirit is here, truly here. And this man is the man that I came on my first altar call in 1995. It was 28 years ago, and I walked up to the altar just to get prayer, and he asked me if I wanted to receive Jesus as my Lord and Savior, and I said, I do. He said, you want to be baptized? I said, I do. I want to do it all. And so look at where I am 28 years later. It's not a mistake. And I have a lot of family members that are following suit. My daughter she came to church right after, and then my dad and my wife, and it's just all just accumulating like dominoes, and there's more to come. And family members, and not only family members, but also friends and acquaintances. So I just want to say thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you for choosing me. Thank you for overlooking and being there while I was still yet a sinner, because I had many, many sins that I don't feel like I'm worthy. But he never loved us because we're worthy. He loved us because what he put us here for. And I'm just proud to be a part of that. And I'm going to do the best I can to continue that and just be a light and outshine all darkness. And I thank you all. Amen.
Pastor Art, I will never forget. We met at North Park Apostolic Church. And man, who would have ever thought that after you got baptized that day 28 years ago, now you're being called to be a pastor. That's only God and Him alone. And so, last but not least, Brother Angel, before I have you have your confession of the call, it's been 8 years, these past 8 years, that I've known Brother Angel. And let me just say this. We've seen so many miracles take place as we served. For many years, we had church at Temple Beth Shalom. It was a Jewish synagogue there in Chula Vista. And we would have to tear down the Jewish altar call, or you would call the platform there that they had there. We had to rearrange that. Every Saturday we would go in and then set up the worship team. We would set up the drums and the piano and everything else every Saturday. And I'll never forget that one day we were all done and we go, man, we did it in record timing, huh, brother? And then the rabbi comes in. And he would never call me pastor, or he would never call me friend, but he would go, Reverend Fee. Do you know that we're having service in about 30 minutes? You got to tear this all down. And so those were the things that we saw. But I'll never forget this. I said, brother, we need to pray because the rent's coming up. And we were falling short. Remember that? And I said, brother, I'm going to trust God because we've been serving faithfully. We were serving over there at that Jewish temple for over 12 years. Serving. We were watching kids grow and being raised up. And we honored the place. We honored the people there. We never complained. We were just humble servants there. And I said, brother, we need to pray that we will be here next week because rent was due. So we were finishing up setting up the stage, and I went into the little office area, and I looked in my mailbox bin, and there was an envelope there. And I opened it up, and I ran to Angel. Look, Angel, look. There was a check in there for $5,000. And there was a note in there saying, ministry is tough at times, but God is faithful. We were there another 3 years or so. That just helped us get past that moment. And we saw so many miracles together. And I never thought that you were going to be ordained as a deacon. And he's done so many things at Amazing Grace. Not only is he the drummer, but he makes sure that he's the first one here. He turns everything on. He just does what deacons do. And he just loves to serve God. And so, brother, Heavenly Father, in Jesus' name.
Heavenly Father, in Jesus' name.
I. Angel Hernandez.
Angel Hernandez.
Accept this.
Promotion.
From the Lord Jesus Christ.
As deacon
of Amazing Grace
Christian Fellowship.
God
bestow upon me
a spirit
of excellence
to serve
in the kingdom of God
to serve
the people of God.
Lord Jesus,
I desire your grace,
your wisdom,
your knowledge
of God's word,
and your power
from the Holy Spirit
to fulfill
this high calling
for my life.
Help me
to be faithful
and trustworthy
and trustworthy
to Jesus
and to God's people
all the days of my life.
Lord Jesus,
help me
to finish my race.
I desire
for my life
to give you
all the glory
and all the praise.
For you are worthy
of it all.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Wow, amen.
Hallelujah.
He takes a mic from me. Yeah, you know what? First, I want to give God all the glory because it's Him. It's Him. We're here because we're just tools to use by God. We serve Him. But I just want you to understand, it's Him. I give Him all the glory. It's not what angels doing. It's not what none of us are doing. I'm not here for a title. But I just want to serve God the best I can until He takes us home. I just want you to know that. Secondly, I just want to look to my wife right here. My wife, she's amazing. She's a woman of God. She prays for me. And she always, always tells me about God's promises over my life. The minute I walk out the door, she's there. She's praying. And so without my wife, I couldn't have done this. But I just want her to know that I love you, and you always encourage me to take my place. And this is my place right now. I don't want to just do this here at church. I want this at home too. You have to have your house in order before you can actually do ministry. Get it right. It can get tough, yeah. So I like to share some. Can you hold this for a second? See if it doesn't show. Shut off on me. Okay. I want to share a portion of Scripture. Luke 12:48. For everyone who has been given much, much will be demanded. And from the one who has been entrusted with much, much more will be asked. So I don't take this position lightly. God has called us. Is it going to be easy? Of course not. Today the rain was coming, and whoever's here is the ones that need to be here. Pray for the ones that are out there. There's a calling over our life, and I don't take it lightly. And also I want to say one more thing is that my friend over here, Raul, and his wife, thank you for being here. They're good friends of mine. Also want to say that obedience is better than sacrifice. So I want to be obedient to God and do what God's called me to do. It's obedient. And God is faithful. He is faithful. So, you know, I don't want to take up too much time, but I just want to share that. And thank you for everyone being here. And I'm so blessed. Amen.
Come on, give God a shout of praise. So we're going to seal this ordination now. We're going to lay hands on Brother Andre, and I want you all to come over, and we're going to lay hands. And then we're going to do it for one another as we go down. Amen? Amen. Come on, honey. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for this man of God. We thank you, Lord, that you have called him from his mother's womb. And Lord, you are the one that has called him. You have chosen him. And Lord, he is here accepting the call in his life. Father, I pray blessings upon his life. Lord, favor upon his life. Goodness and grace shall always chase after him in the name of Jesus. And so, Lord, we seal this ordination now, this call in his life, and we present him, everyone here, as Pastor Andre Monati in Jesus' name. Amen.
Hallelujah.
So I'll lay hands on him. Father, I thank you once again for this man of God And as we lift up Brother Art, Lord, we ask that your blessing be upon his life. Lord, thank you, Lord, for his faithfulness. Thank you, God, for his trustworthiness. Thank you, Lord, for the knowledge of God that you have placed in him. We thank you for the call in his life. Hallelujah. Even before the foundation of the world, you already knew his name. And so, Father, we're asking blessings to be upon his life. Continue to bless him mightily, oh God, his family that's here. And Lord, I pray, Lord, that when he speaks, he will speak the things of God, the power of God, the anointing of God. Hallelujah. And so we seal this ordination, this call in this life. And we pronounce to all the men and women here, Pastor Art Sesma, in Jesus' name. Amen. As I shared with Sister Tammy, I'm going to say the same thing to you, brother. There's not enough time here to share it all. What you've meant to this ministry, what you've meant to me, but more so what you've meant to God. And so, Father, we pray blessings upon Brother Angel. We thank you, God, for what you're doing in his life. We thank you for the anointing of God, the power of God. Hallelujah, that's upon his life. Lord, we ask, Lord, blessings would always pursue him and chase after him, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, as we now lay hands on him and as we laid hands on our last two brothers, Lord, let this mantle now be passed upon him in the name of Jesus. And so, Father, bless him mightily. We thank you for the life of Brother Angel Hernandez. And so we seal now, hallelujah, this ordination as we present to the men and women here, Deacon Angel Hernandez. Hallelujah. Come on, give God a shout. Hey! Don't just leave yet. We have something we want to give to each and every one of you. And this is Brother Andre. You can show everyone. This is for you, brother. Come on, give God another shout of praise in the house. Is he worthy? Listen, before we go eat, there's one more song that they're going to worship, and let's all sing it together. Amen. Praise God. I'm going to ask the worship team to come up once again. Hallelujah. This is going to be the next pastor right there.
The Bible says, repent and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remissions of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. For the promise is unto you, and to your children, and to all that are afar off, as many as the Lord God will call. And that's our exhortation to you. We have many ministries available here for you at Amazing Grace Christian Fellowship. For a complete list of them, and to download all of our messages and sermons, please log on to our website at www.acts2-38-39.com. Or email us at amazing_grace@cox.net. From all of us here at Amazing Grace Christian Fellowship, may God bless you and thank you for listening.